Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Anna. I mean, I'm Mike. I'm Thanks. And you are?
Giving.
There we go. We are Thanksgiving. Yeah, that was cool. You did that.
Cool.
And you know, I'm a turkey, and she's the pumpkin
pie.
But yeah, that's what we're talking about. Thanksgiving, right? It's David's first Thanksgiving, and he was excited about it.
Mm.
He was excited about it until Johnny, who's so special and lucky, came along and kind of ruined it, made it not so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
How did Johnny do that? How did he ruin Thanksgiving?
He said he used to live in Canada.
America.
And, in America, and they're ordering the turkey from America.
Special turkey.
Right.
And special pies,
and
too.
And his dad always picks him up.
His dad has a sports car.
Yeah, sports
He's
car.
He's so lucky, and he wants everyone to know how special he is. Anyway, so David and Eddie were going to take the bus home. They weren't going to have Thanksgiving dinner, so they were feeling a little bit unhappy.
Because and a little bit jealous?
A little bit jealous. Well, more than a little bit jealous. Yeah. So hopefully things will turn around, because remember, Thanksgiving is about being thankful for what you have.
Right.
And not thinking about all the things you don't have.
Right, that's the point.
Right, because you do have a lot of stuff. You just have to focus on that and not worry about all that other stuff, because it's really not important. All right, so let's check out David, Thanksgiving, now.
David's Daily Life. Thanksgiving time!
On Thanksgiving morning, Mom and I went to the supermarket to buy food for dinner. Johnny was there. He was buying instant noodles. Mom asked,
David, isn't that your classmate? Hello?
Johnny looked embarrassed.
I heard your family is having a fancy Thanksgiving dinner tonight.
Johnny answered,
My parents have to work, so we can't celebrate after all.
My parents don't cook fancy dinners or drive cool cars, but they always spend time with us. I am thankful for them. I told Johnny, have dinner with us. Johnny smiled.
Thanks, David.
Run power!
Supermarket. Supermarket. My mom and I bought food for the party at the supermarket. My mom and I bought food for the party at the supermarket. Embarrassed, embarrassed. Jack felt embarrassed after falling down the stairs. Jack felt embarrassed after falling down the stairs. Answer, answer. Andrew answered the teacher's difficult question right away. Andrew answered the teacher's difficult question right away. Drive, drive. Drive, drove, driven. Robert and his friends planned to drive from Los Angeles to Phoenix. Robert and his friends plan to drive from Los Angeles to Phoenix.
All right, so here it is. It's Thanksgiving morning, right? Mm-hmm. Mom and David went to the supermarket to buy food for dinner.
Mm.
Do you think they're going to go out and buy all the Thanksgiving food? It's kind of hard to find at a supermarket in Taipei. You have to go to more of a special store or order it from somewhere.
How about traditional markets?
Do they have turkey in traditional markets?
I
don't think so.
Oh, I don't think so.
And plus, you have to have... The problem with a turkey is turkeys are big.
Too big.
So you have to have somewhere to cook the turkey, right? You can't cook it in that little thing you make toast in.
No.
You got to have a big oven. That's another problem with turkey. Yeah.
How about just the turkey leg?
A turkey leg? Uh-huh. I don't think they just sell turkey legs here.
I don't know.
I think maybe, no. You could go to Subway and buy a turkey sandwich. That's not really Thanksgiving. That's just sad. Okay.
Do they have a whole turkey at Costco?
I think so. But
really?
Again, you need somewhere to cook the turkey. Mm. Maybe they can cook it for you. I don't know. That's a good question. We'll find out. But anyways, they're at the supermarket. The supermarket is a really big store. Mm-hmm. You go there to buy all the food that you need. If you don't go to the market and you want to buy more stuff than what they have at 7-Eleven, which mm-hmm. isn't very much, you go to the supermarket. And they have fruits and vegetables. They have meat. They have a whole thing with butter and cheese and milk. They have all this dry stuff, cookies, soup, things in cans, rice, everything you need for your food is at the supermarket.
Right. 像我们平常买菜的时候，妈妈买菜通常都还是会在 traditional market, 在传统市场买。但是其实在都会当中啊，或者是上班族，可能就是必须要选择超市。那么超市在英文就叫做 supermarket, supermarket。而且我认为这个中文的超市是从英文的 supermarket 翻过来的。
That's right. The example sentence, my mom and I bought food for the party at the supermarket. Good idea. Okay, well, Johnny with the rich dad, the sports car, the pies and turkey, Johnny was there. Johnny was at the supermarket probably buying more ice cream for the pies or something. What was he doing?Oh, he was buying instant noodles.
Instant noodles?
Instant noodles.
泡面吗?
The pilgrims didn't have instant noodles.
Why's that?
That wasn't part of the whole Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
Instant noodles are from Japan, not from America. Uh-huh. So why is he buying instant noodles? He had turkey and everything.
是有台风来了吗?还是怎么样?
A typhoon. Maybe the typhoon's coming. Turkeys are canceled. Go get some instant noodles. Well, Mom asks David. She says, David, isn't that your classmate? And then she waves, hello. She waves to Johnny, hello. There you are, David's classmate. Johnny, though, doesn't smile or anything. He looks embarrassed. He's embarrassed. Why is he embarrassed? That's weird. To be embarrassed is to be kind of uncomfortable and feel really bad and strange because...You did something stupid, or you were afraid of what people will think about you because you kind of did something silly, right? Mm. So if you stand up in front of your class and your pants fall down, you'll be really embarrassed. Your face will turn red and you feel like running away and hiding because you're like, oh no, I can't believe I did that. Ah, I'm so embarrassed.
Right, you 真的太尴尬了，太尴尬，中文讲的。很尴尬，人觉得什么事情很尴尬的时候呢，会用 embarrassed 就是觉得自己做了什么很蠢的事情。因为这个字的动词就是 embarrass， 使人很尴尬。什么事情使人很尴尬呢？比如说 Johnny， 哦，他又说他怎么样的这个 dinner 如何如何，结果他居然去买泡面，而且被看到，这件事情当然会 embarrass。Johnny 让他觉得很尴尬，言下之意是 Johnny feels embarrassed. 他当时就觉得自己是很尴尬。
That's right. For example, we could also say Jack felt embarrassed after falling down the stairs. Yeah, if there's no one there, you'd feel a little embarrassed. But if there were people watching, oh my gosh, you feel so embarrassed. So Johnny in the supermarket buying instant noodles, he's embarrassed. Well, David's mom says,I heard your family is having a fancy Thanksgiving dinner tonight. Right? Because David told her all about Johnny and his wonderful dinner.
不过在这里啊，可能要特别注意一下，我们常会说啊 ,be 动词加动词 ing, 就是进行式表示现在正在如何如何的意思。诶，可是这个 be 动词加动词 ing, 在英文当中有时候还可以表现未来，但是指的是短暂的未来，马上即将如何如何。像在这里我们看到 David 妈妈说，诶，我听说你们今天晚上好像这个会吃耶诞这个感恩节大餐呢，今天晚上马上就要如何如何了。这时候可以用进行式来表现未来。不过在英文当中这个时态呢，还是要有很多的情境跟例句你才比较能够了解。所以接下来是我们的英文快译通。
英文
快报
，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好，我是 Vincent， 欢迎收看英文快译通。今天要跟各位同学所介绍的东西啊，其实大家都已经知道了耶。那如果大家都已经知道的东西，为什么还要再介绍呢？别急别急，请耐着性子继续看下去吧。各位同学应该都听过台湾某流行天团所唱过的一首歌《恋爱 ING》，对吧？没错，这个 ING 就是巧妙地利用了英文当中 be 动词再加上 VING 的文法，表示正在做某一件事情，所以恋爱 ING 就是指正在恋爱中的意思。但各位同学可千万别把这种俏皮的台式英文 Chinglish 当成是正式英文在使用，那可是会贻笑大方的哦。好了，回到主题，相信各位同学在刚接触英文的时候就学过了现在进行式 be 动词加上 VING 的文法。顾名思义，现在进行式就是强调现在正在进行的动作。但请各位同学再看看课文里面的句子，I heard your family is having a fancy Thanksgiving dinner tonight. 咦？句尾当中的 tonight 明明就暗示了这整件事情都还没有发生，照理来说应该要使用未来式 be going to do something 或者是 will do something 来表达，但为什么在这边会使用现在进行式呢？其实现在进行式可以用来说明即将要发生或者是已经安排好的事情，意思啊就等于未来式 be going to。但要特别注意的是，使用现在进行式来代替未来式的说法的时候，务必于句子当中放入一个明显的时间点，以免产生混淆。举例来说 He is leaving today 就等于 He is going to leave today 表示啊，他今天就要离开了。如果少了时间副词 today， 那整句话的意思就会变成他正在离开，语义差得非常的多，可千万不要搞错咯。另外再跟大家补充说明的是 be 动词再加上 ving 的句型可以随着时态来做变化，除了现在进行式之外，过去进行式也是一个十分常用的用法，它用来强调在过去的某一段时间里正在做什么事情，因此句子当中也务必放入一个明确的过去时间点。例如 When you called me last night I was having dinner with my family When you called me last night I was having dinner with my family当你昨天晚上打电话给我的时候，我正在和我的家人一起共进晚餐。过去进行式被使用的频率也十分的高，同学们一定要记下来哦。进行式这个东西，它在英文当中十分的常用，它可以被放在过去、现在、未来，甚至是同学们还没有学过的完成式当中。所以啊，一定要搞清楚这中间的差别哦。英文快通，我们下次见啦，拜拜。
Well, Johnny answered to that. Remember they said, I heard you're having a fancy Thanksgiving dinner. Well, Johnny answered, my parents have to work, so we can't celebrate after all.
Oh,
that's a little bit sad, right? His parents are so busy at their job working that they can't celebrate. They can't have the Thanksgiving dinner that night.
So Johnny goes to the supermarket to buy instant noodles?
Exactly. He's going to
eat the instant noodles
at
himself?
Home alone.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a little bit sad. Well, of course, this is what he answered. Mm-hmm. To answer, we often use this as a noun, right? Like there's a question. Mm-hmm. I will give you my answer. Mm. But we can also use answer as a verb. To answer is to give an answer, to respond, to say something when someone asks you a question. Okay? So we could say, I answered, da-da-da-da. Someone says, what's your favorite color? I answered, purple. It's not really, but...
Right.
Yeah.
不过呢，我们常常说 answer 就是答案嘛。那它当动词就会变成有回答或者是答复的意思。Answer someone's question 就变成回答某人的问题。通常都是会有 question， 有人先问你，你才会 answer him, answer her, answer the question， 才会去回答这个问题。
Right. For example, Andrew answered the teacher's difficult question right away. Good for you.Good for you, Andrew. Unfortunately, he gave the wrong answer. He was wrong. It wasn't right. But anyways, he answered the question. Getting back to David. David's kind of thinking about Johnny and eating dinner all alone, not being with his family. David thinks, my parents don't cook fancy dinners or drive cool cars. Kind of like what Johnny's parents do. But David also thinks, but they always spend time with us. Very good point. So maybe David's dad kind of drives a boring car, some kind of Toyota or something like that. Not really fancy, just a normal car. Mm-hmm. To drive something means when you're in charge of a car, right? You're in charge of a car, a truck, a bus, even a motorcycle, but we usually use the verb to ride. But still, if you're in charge of it, if you're going left, going right, fast, stop, all that stuff, you are driving a car, a truck, or a bus.
所以当然我们的开车的开啊，或者是所谓驾驶的意思，在英文当中会用 drive, D-R-I-V-E。那么因为这个动词本身以 E 结尾，但是呢它的过去式跟过去分词不是直接加 D 哦，它是不规则变化，它的三态是 drive, drove, driven。那么过去式是 drove, D-R-O-V-E, 而过去分词呢用的是 driven, 所以特别小心它的三态。
Okay, the example sentence, Robert and his friends plan to drive from Los Angeles to Phoenix. That's a long drive. Okay, David says,I am thankful for them. He is thankful for his parents because they work hard, but they still come home and they have time to play and do things, go places with David. Johnny's parents are too busy.
不过在这里我们其实还是要学一个很重要的一个动词片语。当然感恩节 Thanksgiving 跟感谢有关。如果你对谁表达感谢的话可以用 be thankfulfor someone. 当然你如果我们常会说 oh, thank you, thank you, thank someone, 那个是谢谢某人当着他的面说。但是我们常说我会觉得对某人很感激或者是很感谢。在英文当中这就很实用要学起来哦。Be thankful for someone.
Okay, well there you go. So David does the nice thing. He says, I told Johnny, have dinner with us. Johnny smiled and said, thanks, David.What a nice guy David is. And I'm sure Johnny's happy. He's made a new friend and he won't have to eat his instant noodles alone at home.
Right.
Well, there you go. Thanksgiving dinner in Taiwan. You can actually do Thanksgiving dinner in Taiwan. There's some hotels that sell you all the food.
Really?
Yep. You can order everything and they have the pumpkin pie and the vegetables, the potatoes, the turkey. It's not cheap.But you can do it if you really want to. You don't have to have the turkey come from America and do all that stuff. You just pick it up and eat it all. I've never done it, but in the newspapers every year, they always have these ads for like the Hyatt, you know, and different, the Regent, the, I don't know, other hotels. Yeah, they do it.
Do they have the whole turkey?
I think you can have different sizes. Yeah, you can kind of say for four people or six people or eight people, and they have different sizes, so...If you really want to do it, you can do it. Maybe get together with some friends and, you know, everyone gives in a little bit of money. You can enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner that way. I don't do it, though, because then I find the food, it tastes different from how my mom makes it.
Oh,
you know,
so
that makes me miss home even more.
Oh,
you know, so I usually have, you know, I don't know, pao cai.
吃个什么 pickles 这样
yeah,
吃个泡菜就好了
pickles,、exactly.
不过啊当然吃是一件事情如果你真的想要庆祝感恩节的话记住要对爸爸妈妈或者是你的好朋友或者是阿公阿嬷说声谢谢哦、
mm-hmm. Please do thank your mom and dad even if you're not eating turkey Alright guys we'll see you later and it's going to be Christmas soon isn't it
对啊、
Bye
Bye
I'm grateful that you're so willing to help me.
I'm grateful that you're so willing to help me.
Hello everyone, I'm Buffy. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会，很开心可以和大家一起学习英文。今天啊，要跟大家聊聊对长辈表达谢意的英文说法。其实啊，在英文里头并没有一定的敬称，像中文有。你好跟您好这样的说法不过呢还是有些表达方式可以展现你对对方的尊敬就拿今天的小聚会来说 I'm grateful that you are so willing to help me grateful 形容词表示感谢的感激的这个句子呢还看到个用法是 be willing to willing 是乐意的愿意的那 be willing to 加原形动词就表示乐意或愿意做某事的意思啦。For example, I can say, I'm willing to help you with your homework. 我很乐意帮助你做作业。 其实啊，不管是对长辈或平辈，甚至晚辈，只要别人帮助你，适时的表达你的谢意呢，才是有礼貌的行为哦。因为别人帮助你，并不是天经地义的事情，所以大家要常保有感恩知足的心，生活啊才会快乐。干不拿 ，OK。那同学们也别忘了今天学到的句子哦，赶快再来复习一次吧。A Plus 小聚会 ，See you next time。
I'm grateful that you're so willing to help me.
I'm grateful that you're so willing to help me.
David's daily life. Thanksgiving time.
On Thanksgiving morning, Mom and I went to the supermarket to buy food for dinner. Johnny was there. He was buying instant noodles. Mom asked,
David, isn't that your classmate? Hello?
Johnny looked embarrassed.
I heard your family is having a fancy Thanksgiving dinner tonight.
Johnny answered,
My parents have to work, so we can't celebrate after all.
My parents don't cook fancy dinners or drive cool cars, but they always spend time with us. I am thankful for them. I told Johnny, have dinner with us. Johnny smiled.
Thanks, David.
Supermarket. Supermarket. My mom and I bought food for the party at the supermarket. My mom and I bought food for the party at the supermarket. Embarrassed, embarrassed. Jack felt embarrassed after falling down the stairs. Jack felt embarrassed after falling down the stairs. Answer, answer. Andrew answered the teacher's difficult question right away. Andrew answered the teacher's difficult question right away. Drive, drive. Drive, drove, driven. Robert and his friends planned to drive from Los Angeles to Phoenix. Robert and his friends plan to drive from Los Angeles to Phoenix.